Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus, for weed management solutions. In this week's program, we are going to get an update on what I think may be the first agricultural game app for mobile devices, and that is AgRacer from Fastline. I spoke with Tim Hess. Tim is going to give us an update on how things are going now that a couple months have passed by since they introduced that game app at the National Farm Machinery Show.
Well, things are going very well, Chuck. Thanks. I appreciate the time you're taking here to talk to us a little bit today. And we launched everything off at the National Farm Machinery Show, and since that point, we have had just over 100,000 downloads of the game. So,
wow,
really a tremendous response to things. Multiple, countries. It's not all the United States. I would say the United States is probably 60%+ of our downloads, but we have downloads within Russia, China, Italy, Spain, you name it. The Apple devices are worldwide. So within that standpoint, and the Droid devices are worldwide as well. And we have a tremendous amount of ag traffic to our website, so it kind of correlates with that. We tend to get a lot of international flavor there as well. So we've been having a good time with that, and we're very happy with where things start. We have a couple new things that are getting ready to come out on the game also here in the near future.
Well, that sounds like a big number, 100,000. How do you feel about that? I don't know if you had an expectation or what, but, how does that fit with what you were hoping for? And then have you gotten any feedback from your users too?
Yes, we've actually just to answer kind of the questions there. We had we had our sights set on probably not a number that high, especially not within this first 3 months of having the game live. We're really 2 weeks away, a week away from being three months live. So that's a pretty nice percentage of downloads on a monthly basis. Obviously, you get a lot of folks when apps first come out that take advantage of them, and then it's new users coming in or additional marketing pieces reaching new markets. So I don't expect our pace to stay at the level that it's currently at, but I definitely see it increasing. Every day we're getting more users in because we get those updates within the Android market and within the iPhone market or the Apple market. We're seeing those increases take place somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 to 3,000 people still a day are downloading the game. So that number will continue to grow over time. And, we look forward to our 150,000 mark and our 200,000 mark. So we've been very happy with that for the effort that we've put out to try to market and promote it through our website, through other media channels and sources. And we feel like it's off to a great start. And it really is something that has not been done anywhere that we've seen, at least in the ag market so far.
Yeah, you're definitely setting the bar there, I guess you'd say it, which is great. I mean, I think it's very interesting, and I want to stay in touch as we go down the road too, because once you're out 6 months and a year, it'd be kind of interesting to get your take on not only just the sort of success in terms of users, but what has that meant for Fastline, the ultimate goal, I think. Getting back to just the users you've got, I mean, I'm just guessing that you've probably had some interaction or some comments or feedback. And, what do folks think about this game that's a little, I'll just say, a little out of the ordinary that you might see in the gaming world?
Yeah, no, definitely. The users have fed back some really good information to us. I think they really enjoy the fact of taking the vehicles around the farm and racing them. Our biggest thing we normally have is they really enjoy the way we've modified the equipment. There's some chrome wheels on the tractors and chrome pipes, and they made them look a little more racy, animated, whatever the word you want to use on them. They don't look like what they're driving around, but they still resemble it, 90% wise, so they know exactly the equipment that we're driving out there. They're having a good time with it. I think we've gotten a lot of positive feedback also from the adults that say, hey, it's a good, clean game. There is nothing in there. There's no blood. There's no guts. There's no shooting people. There's nothing like that going on, which so many games today do. And it's just a fun race. And we've had, you know, 2 months now of awarding prizes for the game. So we've had, you know, six winners or so to date that have, you know, won their prizes for being those top three spots. And we keep our leaderboard fairly full. We talk about 100 people or so within our leaderboard right now. So we keep that number pretty solid there, but the top three win prizes. And we're looking at some things to shake up the way we do the prize structure. And we also have new vehicles and another new course coming out here very soon, as well as the availability for the PC to download it, because that's one of our other biggest feedback points we've received is, I really want to play it on a computer. You know, we're out in rural communities. We don't tend to have all the smartphones or the smart devices. Is there a way we can play this on our computer? Because we do have that within our house. And so we have a version of that that should be coming out here within the next probably 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, great. Now, how about for Fastline? I mean, I know this is a game, and we've talked before about some of the reasons that you came up with this idea and hoped to accomplish. How do you think it's performing for Fastline, at least at this point, in order to accomplish those goals?
I think, you know, when we set out with it, we had a couple different goals. One was to try to bring our name and our brand to younger users. So, you know, we have a very strong brand name with folks that are currently farming and that are on the farms and, you know, are in that 40 to 60-year-old plus demographic. They know Fastline. They've grown up with us somewhat too. But trying to reach out to kids and younger, you know, FFA members and trying to make an impact there with our branding and, you know, get them familiar with Fastline. So I think we're having a huge impact within those numbers because we do have our demographics within the game to know, you know, rough stuff, not down to detail levels, but at least we kind of have an age range for folks that are downloading it the most. And it's in that target market we were hoping to reach, which, you know, ranges between 15 and 30 years old. And that seems to be where majority of our downloads are taking place. So within that, you know, it's been a big part of it. The other thing was is trying to introduce more media to our advertisers, the folks we do business with, and showing them other markets that they can reach and access folks. Again, if they're looking at that same demographic we were looking at and going, you know, how do I as XYZ company get someone who's 18 years old to be thinking about my product or my fertilizer or my whatever out there? And this is the way we do it. I mean, we've had a lot of interest and we're offering out and selling product placements really within the game. And it's just for that awareness branding sake. They're not clickable, click off the game type of thing, because obviously it is a game that has to be played. But within that, you know, there can be different products placed or products marked or billboards used. There's many ways to get different manufacturers' message there. And we've had a lot of very good interest within that and have we don't have anything launched live yet, but we have some that are very close. I would expect we would have some things launched live here in the next 30 days.
Well, like I said earlier, you're setting the bar. You know, we get asked all the time, Chuck, what's new? What's the new thing in agri-marketing? And I just kind of point them towards Fastline and AgRacer and say, you know, this may not be what every company needs to do, but this certainly is a brand new way to try to accomplish several goals like you've mentioned in terms of your audience, which I wish I could say I was in that younger demographic still, but I'm not. but yeah, really, I think that just sounds great. I'm just wondering, we'll find out maybe and invite some feedback of our own when we share this conversation to see if the success you've had is a surprise or something that folks expected. And, you know, we'll definitely invite some feedback from folks in the agri-marketing as well as the whole ag community and try to continue to spread the word for it. Anything else that we didn't touch on there before we go? I know you got some other meetings to get to that you might want people to know.
Now, I think, you know, we really appreciate everyone taking the time to play the game and talk about it with their friends and family. And we do have a lot of new things coming out. We have a new race course coming out. We have a bulldozer as well as a sprayer vehicle coming out. So we're going to try to keep the game lively and active and changing. So I want folks that are playing it to know we're going to keep bringing out new models, new courses. We're working on a couple new courses. I'm not going to go into details on those since they're still in development, but I'll tell you they're going to be a lot of fun, and they're going to change the game around a little bit. Those will probably be coming more towards the end of the year. But for now, we have some new things coming out there. And again, just everyone enjoyed it, loved the feedback, and I really appreciate everything you're doing to try to help us with that feedback as well.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Tim. It's great to talk to you, and we'll keep our eye on not only Fastline, but AgRacer. And I don't think we mentioned it, but agracer.com is where you can go to find more information. We have enjoyed working with Fastline to help them introduce AgRacer to the agricultural community, and look forward to seeing how this works out in the long run. And as I said earlier, since they've set the bar, let's see if anybody else tries to jump over that. We'll find out. That's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.